Hello and welcome back to episode 2, season 5 of the Point 99 podcast. At this point, I'm going to pretend like the episode wasn't split into two and jump right back into it as if we've just listened to the chat with this week's guest, Lee Campbell, Control-Alt-Delete. How good was that? I absolutely loved having Lee, better known as Control-Alt-Delete, on the show. Such an amazing guy, and one who is far too humble with how instrumental he has been in the achievements of other runners out there, including myself, either from the sidelines, the comment sections on Instagram, or alongside them on the trails and tar routes somewhere, wherever he's smashing it. As with most of the guests I've had on, I don't think I'll ever really do Lee the justice he rightfully deserves, but I'm glad that he's up for coming back on and continuing the discussion in a future episode. Lighthearted chats like the one I had with Lee usually go down really well with you guys, the listeners, and I think that's because it makes you feel included, like you're in the room with us at the time. It's less of an interview and more of a great chat between pals down at the pub or around a campfire at some event. With the amount of love and respect I have for Lee, though, it would have been wrong of me not to have put out the whole conversation unedited or shortened in any way. Our full session was well over 2 hours. That was with the recording having taken place in the middle. But it was an overdue catch up with a man that I have so much time for, but he's more often than not now out in the hills somewhere living his best life, so he's hard to get hold of at the best of times. Lee mentioned her a couple of times in the duration of our conversation, but I do have the pleasure of knowing his wife, Andy, and she is exactly what he says. She is a saint to the T. Such a lovely lady. They're an amazing couple all around. And she does put up with a lot of Lee just disappearing to some event or other, but she is so nice that she probably doesn't even mind, just gets on with her own hobbies, her own things. And likely, I can't wait to meet up with Andy again in the future. It's always a pleasure to spend time with the two of them. Remember to let me know what you thought about the discussion with Lee. If you'd like to hear more of those sorts of discussions with guests that I know pretty well, that are a little bit more fluid, or if you prefer the more interview style ones, and if you want to hear more from the man himself. Like the episode, share and tag back to the podcast and to Lee to share the love and praise for this legend of a man. Before we move on to the giveaway, though, let's talk about shoes and about my own running and then cover the community responses that we received that should have gone out on Friday but are coming out today on this Sunday special episode. So, the new carbon-plated bank account-saving super shoe that I've been testing out from Decathlon, the Kipron KD900 XLD. I bought it with my own money. That's not an advert here. I just had some interest in seeing how they were faring. So why did I buy them? Well, I'd had several adverts pop up in my Instagram feed for a few days. After a bit of back and forth, I'd considered if they were worth it. And I thought, well, given that the price is pretty low, they're a brand new pair of carbon plated racing shoes coming in at only £160. I thought it was too good of an opportunity to miss. I bit the bullet and I jumped in to try them out. The shoe itself is, I believe, a sort of successor or follow-up to the Kipron KD900X, which has been out for a little while now, I think. I've already done a couple of videos sharing my thoughts on them so far. They're available on both Instagram and on YouTube, but I'm waiting to pass my final verdict once I've done a longer test run, but more on that in a second. So far on the testing and trial front, I've had a 5K split run where I did a little bit of tempo and a little bit of easy pace in nice dry conditions, and a tempo 10K in some very wet conditions because I was a little bit concerned that the tread might be a little bit slick for wet conditions. Both times the shoe felt very lightweight, stable, grippy, and overall very comfortable for me. The final test, however, is going to be a 21K or half marathon to judge what they feel like on a longer run. One day, I think it was the 10K, I did over tighten them a little bit and I got some mild pins and needles, but that's purely on me. That can happen with any shoe, so I'm not going to put it down as a red flag or black mark on the Kipron KD900XLD. There's no getting away from the similarities it has to other big brand carbon plated shoes, case in point being the undeniable shape and form resemblance to the Nike Vaporfly range. The tread on the shoe also has vibes of the On Running Cloud Boom Echo 3. However you look at the shoe though, it's going to have a similarity or inspiration to another brand's shoe or another model of shoe. So, I mean, most shoes are going to be like that. They do look at each other, they see what other brands are doing, and they take inspiration to try and sell as many as they can to us guys, the consumers. As with any shoe, what works for one person may not work for others. So they work okay for me, but they might not work for you. It's definitely a suck it and see sort of thing. The price tag, though, that it does carry does make it a bit of an easier pill to swallow on that front. So if you do want to give them a go, I like them, you might not, but judge it up, weigh it up as much as you can before you bite the bullet. Don't be coming to me and blaming me if they're a crap shoe for you, saying you said they were good. They're good for me, they might not be good for you. Segueing into my own running, and I'm back to a stronger base of runs, focusing just now on tempo runs. I'm not following any plans just now. I know I've got under 16 weeks to the Loch Ness 24 and then a few extra weeks on top of that to my big half marathon attempt again and then the marathon at Backstairs. But I'm just going with the flow just now, seeing how I feel and running to feel, basically going to the basics of what you need to do to feel comfortable. Running at tempo has been something I've struggled with in the past. You've heard me say it before, I'm not the best at pushing myself, so I'm trying to get more consistent with bringing up the paces, running at tempo, heart rate, and just putting a little bit more effort into pushing myself that bit more when I'm not in race environments, so when I do hit the race environment I could potentially go even faster again. I'm hoping to chase a few PB attempts soon. I'm not going to hold my hopes up too high. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. If the past few years of running have taught me anything, it's the importance of trusting the process, going with the flow, listening to your body and having the belief that when the time comes, you know you can reach the time goal and you're going to achieve what you set out to achieve. It will happen if you put in the time, the effort and the consistency. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to be consistent with my running, put in the time and the effort, and hopefully, fingers crossed, the rewards will be there. So as I say though, I've been consistent with my running this past week, locking it in on 6 mile sessions or 10K for those who don't take themselves too seriously. But it's been tempo runs wearing the Kipron, wearing my Alpha Flies and my Vapor Flies. Jace the Edinburgh runner mentioned in the first episode of the Insta Runner Roundup podcast that it is great to run in these sorts of shoes on a daily basis or in standard training because it does help keep the DOMS at bay. And I would wholeheartedly agree with what he's saying there. If you're running in carbon plated super shoes on a daily basis, as much as you don't want to wear them out, you want to keep them good for race day. I've felt so good in recovery the day after and the day after, and I can just go out and hit 6 miles without much worry. I just go up the pace that I want to go at, whether it's tempo, whether it's easy, and I'm not feeling much or any real issues with the legs or with the body in general. Moving on though, we have some shout outs, races and appreciations. We're again a little bit sparse with these, but I'm going to crack on and cover what we did receive. First up, we have Stuart Runs A Lot, that he does, coming in with his 24th park run, chasing pacers down at Strathy. Now, it's Strathclyde Park. For those of you like myself who aren't in the central belt of Scotland, I just know what that means. Well, that was a week past yesterday. Good on you, Stuart. It's been such a joy watching your running of late. You're really finding a rhythm and a stride there, dude. I also want to give a shout out appreciation to Stuart with the little tagline he's included on his profile. It's a pleasure to shout Stuart out on a weekly basis. He's a consistent supporter of the podcast and has been for a very long time. So to pop over and see that he'd added that to his bio was a really big boost for me. It put a massive smile on my face, and it does every time I head over and I see it. Top lad, Stuart. Looking forward to seeing how you get on at the Backstairs and kind of team up with you, hopefully, or if not, ideally beforehand as well. Another uber legendary supporter to the podcast, an all-round inspiring guy, and one-fifth of the Insta Runners Roundup podcast, we have AB the Model McCracken. Once again, this is over a week old since it should have really come out on Friday's episode, but AB was along at the Press Play and Run social put together by Jace and Emily to help keep the vibes and juices flowing for anyone running at the EMF Weekender in just a couple of weeks' time. It was a 21k bagged for AB and then a 19-minute park run, which is a dream for some of us, AB, and you're just cruising along, taking it in your stride. Awesome work, man. And we'll be shouting AB out again towards the end, but great stuff, mate. Thank you for the support as always. Next up, we have Nikki Sheridan, Knickknack Ultra Runs, and she's given a shout out for Natalie, the Positive Pacer, Thomas TS _ Runs, and our giant friend Al Hager, personal best, for the race at Gateshead last weekend. Now, I know Al got himself a belter of a PB. I'm not exactly sure how big it was at the moment. I think it was in the region of 19 minutes, but great stuff, Al. Keep that vibe going. Keep your head in the game. Trust the process, and you will keep seeing those times tumble. Another fifth of the Insta Runners Roundup, this time James Gow, the ever-supportive and amazing achiever himself, Jimmy Bunter. Jimmy's given a shout out to Jace Woods, the Edinburgh runner, for his PB over 5k sub 19. Jimmy says, let's go. Yeah, it was a phenomenal time seeing Jace run that. He had a belter of a run. But then if you hop on over to the Insta Runners Roundup, you'll hear more about that and the whole day or the evening event as it was. Our pal Patrick Watkins, was along at the Frederick Half Marathon, finishing off the final of his three races for the spring and finishing on a high, scoring the best time out of the trio so far. Now, Pat had some really superb flying feet moments in that race, and it's great to see the man moving in the right direction just now. That is great stuff. Well done, Patrick. Penultimately, we have my lovely cousin James, who had previously admitted preferring Ryan and the Press Play and Run over myself, but I agree with that wholeheartedly. I don't hold that against her. But she's been catching up with episode 10 of season 4 featuring Ben Turner. James says that it's hands down her favourite of all time so far. Incredible stuff. I agree that Ben really was a great guy to listen to. I've listened back to it a few times now, during the editing process, but also since it's been out. And again, he's like so many of my guests that I didn't really do justice to. I think the time restraint was something that I could have lifted. I could listen to him talk for hours and not got bored of hearing the amazing stories that man has to share. Finally, we have the big bronzian again, AB McCracken, shouting out his running wife, Jace Woods, the Edinburgh runner, for his PB at the 5K Champs. I've already just said it there, but if you haven't heard it, get yourself over to the Insta Runners Roundup podcast and give the chat on that exact race a listen from the man himself. The lads have a great format there, and I personally can't wait to hear more of what's to come. Myself, well, I couldn't help but put out an appreciation post to Lee for all the time, support, and valued friendship he's given me over the time that I've had the pleasure of knowing him. Pop over to my Instagram page at Mr_Steve_Runs to read it in its entirety, but that's all I'm going to say on that one. As I've said in the past, you don't have to wait for the Monday, sort of Tuesday request for shout outs for races, for achievements, or just to show appreciation to someone else in the community. You can drop it in my inbox anytime. I'll take a note of it and I will give you a shout out or give them a shout out on the episode that comes up next. Now, the thing that you've been probably waiting for, the giveaway, or the thing that you've just skipped all that other content for to get to. I mentioned it in episode one and again at the start of this episode on Friday, but we have an absolutely awesome giveaway lined up for you for season five in partnership with some truly amazing brands. The eagle-eyed amongst you may have actually seen that the giveaway details have in fact been on our website for over a week now, but it will be going live as soon as this episode hits the airways. First, though, before we get on how you can enter, let's cover what you can win if you are the lucky winner and who we've partnered with. The Loch Ness 24 are unsurprisingly kicking things off with a solo or team entry for this year's event. I will say that the entry can only be used at this year's event and cannot be deferred or transferred, and you will also have to be aged 16 years or over to take part at the event. For those of you who aren't familiar with the event, it's a lapped ultra style consisting of 7 kilometer loops of a beautiful course set on the banks of Loch Ness. You can find out more at their website, which I will mention afterwards, or by listening back to a couple of our previous episodes about the event in its entirety. The event itself takes place on the 24th and 25th of August, with the campsite opening the night before on the 23rd, and it's usually pretty good banter the night before on the Friday. The winner will have to supply their own tent or accommodation though, and make their own way to the event. It's neither covered by ourselves nor the event organisers, that's purely on the winner. Thank you to the amazing team at the 24 once again for teaming up with us to give you the opportunity to win an entry that's currently worth £99 for a solo entry or £83 if you're joining a team. Big love to those guys. I can't wait to see you again in August alongside our winner. Joining the Loch Ness 24 and supporters of the event itself, we have Voom Nutrition, who were on this like a shot. They have previously supported the event, and it's where I found out about the brand as a whole. They are a brand that I now use daily during my training, and I've used at some of my most successful marathons. They're a great brand, so with some great flavors. Well, at least I think so. So Voom are giving our lucky winner not only a Voom bundle packed with some amazing products to help with your training and on the race day itself, but also a £25 voucher. It's top stuff from a top brand. But what will the lucky winner wear while they're running around their 7 kilometer laps? Well, our ever amazing merchandise partners over at Twisted Running are throwing in a .99 podcast t-shirt into the mix. You'll be sick of hearing the chat that I have at the end of every episode about how great their products are and how great a quality they are, but the winner will find that out firsthand for themselves. Next up, and fingers crossed, we have year one weather this year and not year two's rain. If we do have year one's weather, what will the winner do to protect their eyes? Well, our friends over at Kylo in the Wild are tossing in a pair of their sunglasses into the prize package, and that's not just because I'm one of their ambassadors, but because they're downright legends. These will give you the protection you need from the sun, and if you feel so obliged to throw yourself in the lock at any point, they'll stay firmly on your head. I'm saying that from experience, as they have been tried and tested by yours truly, as I was wearing them while paddleboarding, fell off for the very first time, and when I re-emerged from the depths, they were still firmly in place on my face. Finally, I'm putting my hand in my pocket and giving the lucky winner a pair of Innovate Trailfly Ultra G300 Max, the exact shoe I wear while I'm out tackling the trails. Innovate aren't associated with the giveaway or affiliated with me in any way. Moreover, if the winner's shoe size is not in stock when the entries close and it's been drawn, we'll agree on a different model or a whole different brand. So that may change for the winner, but at the moment, that's the shoe I'm aiming for. The prize package as a whole comes in well over £300 worth of value. It is subject to change, expansion, not reduction. So watch the socials to see if that happens. There are a few other brands that may get involved, but we'll see if that takes place. If it doesn't, it's certainly a big enough and juicy enough prize package as it is. Quickly running through the list of goodies again before we let you know how you can get involved with the giveaway. So it's a solo or team entry to this year's Loch Ness 24, the 2024 event, a Voom bundle and £25 voucher, a pair of Kylo in the Wild sunglasses, a .99 t-shirt from our friends at Twisted Running, and a pair of Innovate Trailfly Ultra G300 Max or equivalent. But how do you get involved with potentially winning this amazing giveaway package? Firstly, get yourself over to the podcast's Instagram page. Next up, you'll have to like the associated post for the giveaway. You have to do this as a primary step for a chance to win. If you don't like the post, you will not be eligible. You also will have to tag two friends in the comments. Once again, that is a step that you have to do. Then finally, you have to follow this step as well. It is following the accounts of the associated partners and the podcast itself. So you have to follow the .99 podcast Instagram page. You need to follow Loch_Ness24. You need to follow Kylo in the Wild. You need to follow Voom Nutrition, and you need to follow Twisted Running. They're all available links on our website, or at least the names, but you have to follow all five of those. I know it's a lot, but if you want to be in with a chance of winning, you have to follow those three steps: following all those brands, liking the post, and tagging two friends. They are the parts that you must do. But once you've done all of those three steps and you've entered the giveaway, you can earn an additional entry if you follow my personal account at Mr_Steve_Runs, and one additional if you share the post to your stories and tag the podcast page on the story. If you share and don't tag, I won't see it. So be sure to tag the page back. They're not essential steps, those two. They will just bag you an additional two entries. So you'll get your name in the mix for doing the first three, and then you'll get two additional versions of your name on the random generator if you do the following two as well. They're not essential, as I say. They're not main criteria. You don't have to follow me. You don't have to share it. But if you do, you will increase your chances. Quickly running through the terms and conditions, we have first up, one lucky winner will be selected at random following the close of the giveaway on the 31st of May 2024. The winner will be announced by the .99 podcast Instagram page and on episode 6 of season 5. Please do not respond or follow any suspicious accounts claiming that you have won. This giveaway is not affiliated with Instagram. All information can be found on our profile and on our website. Secondly, the Loch Ness 24 entry can only be used at this year's event 2024 and cannot be deferred or transferred. The winner must be aged 16 years or over to be eligible to participate in the Loch Ness 24. Thirdly, stock and size of the shoe are dependent. If the winner's shoe size is not available, an alternative shoe will be agreed with the winner. This portion of the giveaway is not affiliated with Innovate or any other shoe brand. Fourth on the terms and conditions, only one entry will be permitted per person. Multiple accounts attributed to a single person will invalidate all your entries. When I say one entry per person, I mean if Jace was to enter and do all three steps on his account, that would be his entry. The additional entries for doing the additional parts, well, that's just part and parcel. That is not more than one account he's entering with. He is entering with one account. If he was then to go onto his other account or any other account he had, that would invalidate his original. So it's only one account per person. I will be checking. If that does take place, I will invalidate all your entries. If anyone thinks that's unfair, I don't really care. It's to make it as fair as possible for everyone to have the opportunity to win. I don't want someone entering with 2, 3, 4 or plus accounts to try and inflate their chances to winning. I want to have it as a fair contest as possible for everyone taking part. Item number 5, you must follow all the criteria on the giveaway to be included in the random selection process. We've covered that already. You need to like the post, you need to tag your friends, and you need to follow all the associated accounts. Those are the main criteria. Number 6, the prize package is subject to change. Please check the updates on the Point99 podcast Instagram page. But as I say, it won't be a reduction, it will only be an increase. Okay, that's out of the way. So good luck to everyone entering. And once again, a massive thank you to the brands and companies who have partnered with me to provide such an amazing prize package. If you aren't lucky enough to win, but you'd still be interested in taking part at the event, the Loch Ness 24 team have also provided us with a discount code for anyone interested in signing up. It will give you £10 off your entry fee. And the discount code for that is on our website, but I'll read it out here. You may just want to check it on the website. Sorry. It is 0.99. That's 0.99-10. And it's all in block capitals. POINT99-10. You can find out more about all the partnered companies and the event at the following websites. At www.lochness24.co.uk, vimnutrition.co.uk, kylowinthewild.com, twistedrunning.co.uk, and at our own website at thepoint99podcast.com. That's thepoint99podcast.com, where you will also see a tab about the giveaway, the terms and conditions, all the items that are available, etc. Okie dokie. Well, that's been one hell of a recording session this past couple of episodes, or part 1 and 2. If you've liked what you've heard today or on Friday, the best way to support the podcast is to do what you've done, to listen, to download and to stream the show. A quick share with your family, friends and on social media. I always do appreciate those ones. I love seeing them and I love hearing what you guys think about the podcast. If you do want to show your physical support for the show, you can hop on over to the previously mentioned Twisted Running and see the t-shirt that we have on the go with them. I keep mentioning that we will be expanding that fairly soon. I just can't decide on a design that will go up. The quality of their product is top notch. I don't need to say it. They're just fantastic. They're so hard wearing and they're such good quality. Hop on over to the Point99 page on Twisted, either by going to our link on our website or by Googling Twisted Running. Dropping them a follow on social media if you're taking part in the giveaway is a must, but if you're not, it's still a very nice thing to do. The show is available on all major podcast platforms. Apart from Google Podcasts, which is no longer a thing, but surprise, surprise, their overlords at YouTube or Google have launched YouTube podcasts. So that's where we are now as well. So you've got Spotify, Apple, Samsung, YouTube, no longer Google, and a whole range of other platforms as well. You can also find every episode streamable on our website as well at an inbuilt player on the episodes page dropdown. Finally, if you want to get in contact with the show, you can do so either on Instagram or Facebook. Just search for the Point99 podcast and drop us a DM at either of those. You can also drop a DM to myself at Mr_Steve_runs and I will respond to you on any of those. If that's not your thing and you want to drop us an email, you can do so by emailing thepoint99podcast@gmail.com. That's thepoint99podcast@gmail.com. As always, I can't thank you enough for tuning in today and for all the support, feedback and love you put my way. Now get yourself over to Instagram and get entering the giveaway. Until next time, stay safe, enjoy your runs, and you will hear from me soon.